Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Jesus died just for you. He rose from the dead just for you. Because of His sacrifice, you have the opportunity to live forever with Him. I want to ask Him into my heart. How about you? Let's sing Christ the Lord is Risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, Hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Hallelujah. See me heavens and earthly plight. Hallelujah. So
we are wrapping up this corner and practicing the books of the Bible. We should know the entire New Testament books by now. Do you? Well, let's say them together. Are you ready? You say them right along with me. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Let's do our Bible lesson now. Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. I'm glad that you're back here with me again as we finish up this week's lesson. Now, last time we had talked about the soldiers and how they saw Jesus raised from the dead and the angel, and they ran off to tell Pilate what they had heard, right? And we talked a little bit about how when people die who love Jesus, we can have the assurance that because Jesus died for us, we get to see them in heaven, right? It's such a wonderful promise. Before we get started, what do we always do? We always pray because we want Jesus' Holy Spirit to help us to understand what we read, right? Sometimes we can just read things and not understand it, but we want to know what Jesus is teaching us and saying to us, right? Yes. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and we'll pray together. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care, for the way that you work in our hearts and in our minds. Come into our hearts. Help us to understand what we read as we open your word, the Bible, and as we learn of you, what you have to teach us. Amen. On their way to Pilate, the Roman soldiers told everyone they met about what just happened at Jesus' tomb. You know, somebody must have run ahead and told some of the rulers because those soldiers were on their way to tell Pilate when all of a sudden the priests sent word for them to come there first. So they stopped running to Pilate and they went to the priests. The priests asked them, "What happened? What are you talking about? What is going on?" And as the soldiers told about what had happened, the faces of the priests became white with fear. Do you know why people's faces turn white? It's because the blood kind of leaves their faces, so it's not nice and pink. It turns white, gray, or pale. It's what happens when people get very, very scared because their body is just like, oh no, what's going to happen? Well, Caiaphas couldn't even speak. But as the soldiers turned to leave, he managed to say something. Stop! Wait! Don't tell the people what happened. We'll pay you money to say that Jesus' disciples came while you were sleeping and stole his body. If Pilate finds out, we'll make sure he doesn't punish you. That's what Matthew chapter 28, verse 11 through 14 says. And we're going to look it up. Are you ready? Matthew is the what book? First book in the New Testament, right? Not in the Bible, but in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Find chapter 28 and I'll give you a clue. It's the very last chapter in Matthew. So if you get to Mark chapter 1, Matthew's just before it. Once you find Matthew chapter 28, then you're going to look down for the little numbers, verses 11 through 14. Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 14. Let's see what that says.
Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure."
So what do you think the soldiers thought about this whole proposition? Do you think they were excited or do you think they were scared? They were scared. They're like, wait, whoa, wait a second. If we say that we've been sleeping, that's like admitting that what we did was wrong. And sleeping means death. So this doesn't really work. Like, we're supposed to be guarding and you want us to tell people that we were sleeping? How could they tell such a lie? Besides, they'd already told the truth to many people, and those people could tell by the way they looked and acted that they weren't lying. But guess what? They were promised money from the priests to keep them out of trouble, and the soldiers decided to take the large amount of money offered to them and tell the lie that the priests had made up. Look at verse 15.
So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
There's a really neat quote in the book, The Desire of Ages. I don't know if your parents have read The Desire of Ages, or maybe you've read a kid version of it. It's a really good book. But as I was reading and studying and learning more, there was this neat quote that stood out to me, and I wanted to share it with you. Here's what it says. It's talking about the Roman soldiers, and it says that they came in before the priests burdened with a most startling message of truth. Do you know what that means? It means they came in with this huge burden to tell them the truth. What had happened? What really happened? But guess what? It continues on and says, they went out with a burden of money. So that means with a bunch of money in their hand and on their tongues, a lying report, which had been framed for them by the priests. So they came into the priests with this huge burden to share the truth, and they left the priests with a big pile of money, but with a lie on their tongues. They were telling lies. Those priests didn't know that Pilate had already been told the truth. So Pilate called the guards to him, and they were like, well, yeah, we were sleeping. And he's like, come on, guys. I know what really happened. Now you tell me in your own words. Tell me now. Have you ever had somebody say, hey, I'll give you this if you don't tell. It might be money, it might be candy, it might be something else that you really want, maybe a book or a toy. Is it ever a good idea to make a promise like that? To say, if I don't tell, then I'll get this. It's never, never good. Whenever somebody says, promise not to tell, that's usually a really good reminder that we need to tell. You need to tell an adult or tell somebody that's in charge. And if you don't want to tell somebody that's in charge, you just look at them and you say, you know, it's not good to keep secrets. Come on, let's go play, and change the subject. We want to always tell the truth. We don't ever want to keep a secret, something that's wrong. And when people come and say, don't tell, and it's wrong, we can know that that is not a good idea. And you can say to them, no, we shouldn't be doing that. Or, no, don't tell me any secrets. Come on, let's go play. Or, let's go play on the tire swing. Or, let's go outside. Right? We don't ever want to keep secrets about things that are wrong. What those priests did, telling the Roman soldiers to keep it a secret, that was wrong. They told them to tell a lie. That was wrong. We want to be honorable. We want to be trustworthy. And we want to have a clean conscience, don't we? Let's pray and ask God to help us to stand for the right, even if some of our friends want us to do what's wrong, okay? Dear Jesus, we are so thankful that we have these stories in the Bible to learn more of you. Help us to be true and to be faithful. That when our friends or people that we know come to us and say, hey, don't tell, and it's something that's wrong, help us to stand for the right. To stand up and say, no, that's not good. Come on, let's go do something else. We ask that you will give us strength to stand for the right, even if the heavens were to fall. That no matter what, we will be truthful and honest, and that we will be boys and girls, men and women that stand for you. Thank you. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse song. Are you ready? Let's sing it together.
Acts 17, verse 3.
Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead.
Boys and girls, it's Miss Katie here. I am so glad that you have been enjoying this podcast. We have been hearing from you. We've been hearing your feedback, and we want to hear more. So if you want to tell us what you've been enjoying and what you like about this podcast, write me an email, okay? seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me what you like. I love to hear from you. And you know what? We have some exciting upcoming programs. It is going to be a Bible question and answer with Pastor Jonathan and me, Miss Katie. We want to answer your Bible questions. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for you? Or will my pet be in heaven? Or what is heaven going to be like? Well, I know that I've wondered those things, and I'm sure you have too. There might even be other questions that you want us to answer straight from the Bible, but we need to know what they are. So go ahead and write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we are going to use your questions in upcoming episodes. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait, and so we want to hear from you. Write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com.
The The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.